U.S. senators urged Trump administration to reinstate port fees on Chinese ships. U.S. Senators Mark Kelly and Elizabeth Warren urged the Trump administration to reinstate suspended port fees on Chinese-linked vessels. The senators argue that the measures are critical to revitalizing U.S. shipbuilding industry and reducing reliance on China's maritime sector. The proposal has been met with resistance from some lawmakers, who claim it will harm trade relations with China. The Section 301 fees were scheduled to take effect in October 2025 and were widely viewed as a cornerstone of the administration's broader effort to rebuild American maritime capacity. However, the administration suspended the fees in November 2025 for 1 year after negotiations with Beijing. The agreement also paused Chinese countermeasures against U.S.-linked shipping. The suspension of port fees has had an immediate impact on the global shipbuilding market. Industry data shows that orders at Chinese shipyards fell by 23.5% during the first 9 months of 2025 following the announcement. This decline is attributed to the increased costs associated with complying with U.S. regulations. China's rise from producing less than 5% of the world's commercial ships in 2000 to more than half of global commercial vessel production today has left the United States dangerously dependent on foreign shipyards. The U.S. now accounts for just 0.1% of global commercial ship production. The senators noted that a strong domestic shipping industry is essential for national security, especially in moments of global conflict. They argued that China's targeting of the maritime, logistics, and shipbuilding sectors has undermined supply chain resilience. Lawmakers from both parties increasingly frame shipbuilding capacity as a national security issue amid ongoing global supply chain disruptions and the continuing conflict involving Iran. This shift in perspective highlights the growing concern over U.S. dependence on foreign shipyards. The proposal to reinstate port fees is part of a broader effort to rebuild American maritime capacity. The Trump administration's plan aims to reduce reliance on China's maritime sector and promote U.S. shipbuilding industry growth. The reinstatement of port fees would have significant implications for the global shipping market, with potential benefits for U.S. shipbuilders and national security. The decision by the Trump administration to suspend the fees in November 2025 was seen as a concession to Beijing, which has been critical of U.S. trade policies. The suspension has raised concerns among lawmakers that it may undermine the administration's broader efforts to promote U.S. interests abroad.